Hello and welcome to the New Day Podcast with Pastor Nate Morris. This is your host, Pastor Nate, and we are actually in between seasons right now on this podcast. We finished up our first season and going to be starting a new one here in the new year in 2021, just a few weeks away. But in the interim, I do have a couple kind of in-between things that I just wanted to get in your hands, and one's going to be a podcast or two I'm going to share in the next couple weeks. From sometimes I've been a guest on a couple other podcasts. I think you'll be encouraged by those. Then the other thing is, I'm actually during the month of December publishing an Advent devotional, and that's kind of where a lot of my focus and energy is going right now, as opposed to this podcast. So I would love to invite you to read the Advent devotional, and I have a new website set up to host that, as well as a blog and podcast links and all that stuff at pastornate.com, but it's not spelled Pastor N-A-T-E, it's Pastor N-8.com. So Pastor and then the letter N, then the number 8.com, pastornate.com. You can check it out there. Go on that website, and I have the Advent devotional link, and it starts with December 1st. So whatever day you're listening to this, we might be several days in, but you can catch up with us. We'll go all the way through December 25th. And I just wanted to share some of the heart and some of really like why God has put this on my heart for this year, and really what Advent might mean for us this year, in a pandemic year, right? A 2020 COVID year with crazy elections and crazy race relations and all the stuff that we've been talking about on this podcast. I think it plays into this devotional and into this season of Advent. And, you know, I've never really understood Advent very well. I've never been one that really grasped it in my heart. I mean, I know what it is. I know that it's the representation of the expectation of the Jewish people for Jesus being their Messiah, right? And just that season of looking forward to the Messiah for hundreds and thousands of years, really, with these prophecies that pointed them towards the future fulfillment of this. And really, they're waiting. It's a symbol of the waiting of the Jewish people for their Messiah. And it also is a symbol of the waiting that we as a church have for Jesus to come back, right? So this is kind of what Advent is, right? And it's the season leading up to Christmas. Depending on what your tradition is, it might start on a Sunday or it might start on December 1st. And really, it symbolizes this heart aching for the Messiah to come, this longing, this desire for Jesus, the Messiah, to step into our world, right? And we know as Christians that he has come, and we believe that, and that's why we celebrate Christmas, ultimately, is that he has come. And so part of me has, you know, over the years been like, well, I don't really understand why people have this kind of like ache and lament and kind of a weird celebration of Advent when we already know that Jesus has come. He did come, and he is the Messiah, and he was born, and we have our hope fulfilled in him, and we know we have a future hope. And so what's up with kind of this longing and this heartbreak and this ache in the interim? And, you know, I really just never understood that. And that is until this year, until 2020. And Advent this year has resonated in my heart for some reason. And I think it has to do with the fact that our world is so messed up and broken right now. It's so all over the place. You know, from the actual pandemic to the responses of the pandemic to the political climate to the race relations to the worldview clashes that are going on between things like critical theory and classical thought and modern, you know, thought and Christianity and a Christian worldview, and all of these different worldviews are clashing and all these different opinions are clashing, and social media is blowing it all up. And it's just a hard year for everybody. Even if you're not personally affected financially or health-wise or whatever, we're all affected by what's going on in our world this year. And I think that the whole world is longing for something better. The whole world is longing for hope, for a meaning behind it all, for a purpose, longing for resolution, longing for just a healing to come, longing for what we as Christians know really is the Messiah. And this is the celebration that is Advent, right? Longing for the Savior to come. And so this year, as I've approached Advent, I've just really had this heart of, man, this is where my heart is at. I want to see Jesus come and set all of the wrongs right, which is something he's going to do, right? He said that he will do this in the end. I want to see him do that now. You know, I want to see Jesus come back today. I want to have our, you know, all of the culmination of the promises of God be brought to fulfillment now, because I'm tired of this aching, groaning world. And, you know, we read in Romans chapter 8 that the whole creation has been subjected to futility, and the whole creation actually groans and waits for the fulfillment of God's promise, and that we even groan inwardly ourselves, right? We're as we're waiting for the restoration of our bodies and being totally made whole and having our, you know, sinful existence, you know, kind of in the past, we're groaning and aching for being made new, 100% new. Now, of course, we experience that on some level here and now, right? We experience the newness of life in Jesus Christ, but we also carry around our old person with us. And so we long for the fulfillment of the promise of God. And this is the heart of Advent, is really looking forward to the full promise of the Messiah. And what a great season, as we are in December and excited about Christmas and, you know, all of the stuff that goes along with it, to look forward with a holy ache, a holy longing for the fulfillment of God. And it's not necessarily a mourning in the sense of, you know, oh, just being down and depressed and sad, but it's a breaking over what's going on in our world, and then a longing for the way that Jesus is going to fix it, because we know that he is. So it's a very hopeful longing. It's a hopeful ache. It's a hopeful mourning, in a sense, as we look forward to the reality of the coming of Jesus. And so looking at this season, God stirred my heart, and, you know, I just really felt like I need to do something to help us, like, walk through that. I mean, it helped me really more than anything, just writing these things out and putting these thoughts down, walking through this season of setting my hope and my expectation on Jesus and not in the things in this world. And so I'm sharing that with you. I'm sharing that with our church, with as many people as will want to listen to it, but or to read it. So that's really kind of the heart behind it, right? This embracing the ache of Advent, the longing for better, the longing for more. And it's been kind of a rush project. I've been rushing through it, honestly, really trying to get it done. And I've had some awesome help from some people. A friend of mine, Nori Bush, is doing my editing for this, which is great, because if he wasn't doing it, you'd just be getting a lot of random thoughts and a lot of run-on sentences, you know? So I'm very thankful for his help. And obviously our church staff is helping with, you know, some of the getting the word out and publishing and all that stuff. And it's all online this year. But if you would like to sign up to receive it in your inbox, you can do that at my website, PastorN8.com, or at mountainlife.church. And there's a sign up form on both of those websites. Would love to have you get that in your inbox and just be encouraged through this season as we look forward to the next season of what God's going to bring, right? And whether he comes back tomorrow or 100 years from now, I am confident that he has good things in store for us as we look forward with this longing for what he's going to bring in our lives, both today and in the culmination of all things, and really finalizing his plan and his purpose. So anyways, that's really all I really kind of wanted to share in this episode, is just to set our hearts on the Messiah during this Advent season, just to set our hearts on the fact that on one hand, we've received the hope that we think that we need, right? We look to the world for hope, but the reality is Jesus is our hope, and we already have him, and he's there, and he's given us every spiritual blessing, and we can grab hold of every spiritual blessing right now, and we can grab hold of peace. We can grab hold of hope. We can grab hold of freedom from anxiety and fear and all of these things as we look to Jesus. But also, we can look at this world, and though it causes heartache, though it causes pain, and though we groan because of the things we see going on in politics and race relations and government authority and all of these different things that we see going on around us, and we groan because of the death and the heartache and all of the stuff that we see, we know that ultimately he's going to set it all right. And that is our hope. And so I encourage you to go check out this Advent devotional and check back here in the next week or two. I'm going to have some other podcasts I'm going to share with you just from stuff that I've done with some friends, posted on there. And then in 2021, in the early, you know, part of 2021 in January, we're going to release a new season of this podcast, new episodes, all kinds of new discussions, all kinds of new topics to talk about. It's going to be awesome. So tune in, stick around, and thanks for listening today. God bless you.